This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on December 6th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. There are about 21 million people in the world trapped in modern-day slavery, forced labor. Women and girls are disproportionately affected, accounting for 99% of victims in the commercial sex industry and 58% in other sectors. To fight forced labor, member countries of the UN's International Labor Organization have adopted a new international regulation called a Protocol to Eliminate Forced Labor. The ILO is the organization which creates international laws and methods of implementing those laws which its member states can adopt. The Protocol on Forced Labor has come into force, which means if a country adopts it, the protocol becomes part of the nation's legal infrastructure. Guy Ryder, a trade unionist, is the director general of the ILO.
The ILO Forced Labor Protocol has entered into force. It requires countries to take effective measures to prevent and eliminate forced labor, and to protect and provide access to justice for victims.
The labor movement is a prime mover in the fight against forced labor. Sharon Burrow is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation.
The protocol is legally binding. That means the more governments that ratify and ensure it is implemented, the closer we'll be to eliminating slavery once and for all.
Beate Andries is the chief of the Fundamental Principles and Rights at Work branch of the ILO.
Forced labor is any type of work or service where people are coerced. They work under conditions that they have not freely chosen, and then they cannot leave without losing, for instance, their salary, or without being threatened, or without being restricted to actually leave the place where they are. Some people call this modern-day slavery, others call it trafficking, but it's all captured by this notion of forced labor. It also includes prostitution or forced begging. It doesn't have to be formal work. It can be any type of service. According to our most recent estimates, we think that there are about 21 million men, women, and children trapped in forced labor, meaning they cannot really leave the situation. They're severely abused and exploited in different sectors. In absolute number, Asia is the region that is most affected by slavery or forced labor, in particular bonded labor. We think that more than 11 million victims are in Asia. And then Africa is another region that is very much affected, followed by Latin America, the Middle East, and industrialized countries. The main sectors are agriculture, especially in developing countries, but also in industrialized countries. We also see a lot of forced labor in domestic work or care work, in the entertainment industry, of course, in construction and in manufacturing. As a consumer, you can contribute by just asking some more questions, where your t-shirt is coming from, or under what conditions the person working, helping you in your household is actually employed. And then you can also write letters to your deputy or to the government to ask for more effective action. That has an impact as well. And finally, there are many groups, community groups all over the world that have been created to actually take direct action to assist victims and to raise awareness. You can join these groups.
Victims are found in every region of the world. 90% are exploited in the private economy, and 44% of all victims have migrated internally or across borders. Forced labor generates $150 billion in illicit profits annually. Industries and businesses face unfair competition, and states lose billions in tax income and social security contributions. This new legal instrument provides much-needed guidance on how to eliminate all forms of forced labor and sanction perpetrators, including in the identification, protection, rehabilitation of victims and their access to justice and remedies.
So far, 21 countries have ratified the ILO Protocol on Forced Labor, including the UK and Sweden. Countries such as Canada, China, and the United States have not. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.